Hey, Truth Rising. On October 7th, when the news came in about the attack in Israel, I don't know about a lot of you, but it was one of the first times in a long time I felt myself not knowing how to pray other than to call on the name of Jesus. And as the details continued to emerge, I felt it even more and more difficult to pray for those suffering and mourning and in fear and in pain. One day I saw an email, or I think it was an Instagram post, I'm not really sure, from Victor Mark's team at All Things Possible Ministries. And they had just returned from Israel and they asked for prayers for those in Israel, specifically the children, because not only had they endured a traumatic event, they witnessed hell on earth. I think Victor Marx and many others that were on the ground there said this was the most demonic, evil attack they've ever seen. And that says a lot from those that have answered the call to go there. And if you look at the history of other places and just their own testimonies of what they've endured, for them to say that really put it in perspective for me. So I went to the team and I asked if we could pray for these children and write them out and for the next 21 days, just fast and pray. I'm not going to lie. I knew this wasn't going to be the easiest thing to do because, like I said, I was struggling. And so I can only assume what others out there, if you are struggling as well, like, Father, how do I pray for this? And man, God showed up big time. And he has given many of us prayers that we have been releasing daily and that I've combined here. And I'm going to just pray through. Or I felt the Holy Spirit saying, you need to pray my word over them. Pray the scriptures. And so that's what we did. We went through. We spent time in prayer, looking through the word of God. And we combined what I have before me. And I'm just going to pray that here. And for anyone that is also struggling maybe with prayer or how to pray, hopefully this is encouraging to you and helps you as well strengthen your prayer life, because I know it has for me, and that you'll just join us in interceding on behalf of these children so that when heaven looks over, they see us. They see us praying, and that God doesn't have to ask, why is no one interceding? And may these prayers go before God in the throne room as a sweet incense and an aroma. Join me. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 Corinthians 13:7. Lord, we are believing and hoping on behalf of the children in Israel and Palestine. We are hoping for peace in their countries and believing you can redeem this situation. And the king will answer them, truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. Matthew 25:40. Lord, we pray for servants to help the children of Israel and Palestine, that they would be clothed and fed and protected by servants coming on your behalf. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Psalm 17:8. Lord, we ask that you keep the children of Israel and Palestine as the apple of your eye and hide them in the shadow of your wings. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. Psalm 16:1. Preserve them, Jesus. Let your name be known in Israel and Palestine, and let the children come running to your refuge. Guard me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent men who have planned to trip up my feet. Psalm 144. Lord, guard the children of Israel and Palestine from the wicked enemy that is using violent men to harm them. Protect them from the evil one. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Isaiah 52:7. Jesus, may believers answer the call and go to the children of Israel and Palestine. Place a hedge of protection around those willing to go. Anoint their heads with oil and cover them in the blood of the Lamb. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4:8. Let the children of Israel and Palestine lie down and sleep in peace. Anoint their heads with oil to protect their minds and dreams against the evil ones. May these precious children know true peace found in Christ Jesus. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Romans 15:13. May you, Jesus, be their God of hope. Fill them with all joy and peace as they find complete trust in you, so that they may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For without cause they hid their net for me. Without cause they dug a pit for my life. Let destruction come upon him who does not know it. And let the net he hid ensnare him. Let him fall into it, to his destruction. Psalm 35:5-8. Jesus, may the schemes of the evil ones fail against the children. We appeal to you, Jesus, to thwart the schemes of those who seek to harm these precious little ones. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. Genesis 50:20. Take whatever was intended to harm the children of Israel and Palestine and use it for good, to accomplish the saving of many lives, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Lord, meet the children of Israel and Palestine in their dreams. Show them the future you have for them. We pray these children seek you and with all their heart and rest in your peace. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. Psalm 27:3. Lord, build the confidence in these children. Help them fear no man and give them the weapons of warfare to fight against the evil one. We pray that all chains of fear and anxiety be broken off of them. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Psalm 18:2. Lord, we pray all the children of Israel and Palestine find refuge in you. Be their shield to protect them against the evil war that is being fought around them. Give them strength to put on the armor of God every day to fight against the enemy. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. Lord, you give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask that all the children walk in your peace, that every person they encounter sees you as the reason their hearts have no trouble and they are not afraid. We thank you for such a powerful love. Rise during the night and cry out. Pour out your hearts like water to the Lord. Lift up your hands to him in prayer, pleading for your children. Lamentations 2:19. Lord, we all lift our hands and pray to you for the children of Israel and Palestine. We ask that you protect their minds and souls, meet them in their dreams, stand watch over them as they sleep. We pour out our hearts to you for these children as if they were our own precious gift from you. Protect the innocent, Father. And all the children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Isaiah 45:13. God, we pray that your word wash over these children. We pray that they seek your face, that they seek the one true God. Grant them peace within themselves, as well as those around them. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:44-45.
Lord, we come to you praying over the minds of these children in Israel and Palestine. May what they've seen and heard not cause distress for their futures or a root of bitterness and hate to grow. Let them into truth. Teach them to grow in your word and your ways. We pray they grow into loving, God-honoring adults that don't commit the same sins as those who've gone before them. We praise you, Lord. Amen. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 30:17. Lord, we pray that when this war is all said and done, that you'd restore these children and their families. We pray they not be marred by the turmoil they've had to endure. Heal them, all of them, in every way. You are sufficient. We love you, Lord. Amen. Give justice to the weak and fatherless. Maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the next. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. Psalm 82:3-4. Lord, we know you hold us in the palm of your hand. We pray over all these children. We pray you provide justice and relief for these beautiful souls. Rescue them, mind, body, and soul. Deliver them from the evil one. Keep them close to your heart and wrap your loving arms around them. Blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. God, we pray for these innocent lives. Comfort them and watch over them. We love you, Lord. We love you. Amen. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Psalm 91:4. Lord God, we pray asking for refuge for these children. We know you love them and you see them, regardless of their physical surroundings and circumstances. Hold them, make them to feel your warm embrace. Allow them to be taught in your truth and comprehend it. May they find rest in you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Heavenly Father, we know you created us to be able to heal. Nothing's ever too far gone or too big for you, God. You were not caught off guard on October 7th, and you will pull beauty from these ashes. May the Holy Spirit meet all right where they need to be met. May healing come by the blood of the Lamb. May hope be restored to those that are hopeless. And may the mystery of the gospel be declared. May the church wake up, Father, and go and answer the call that you have commissioned for all, to go into all the world and make disciples. May we pray. May we pray. May the church pray, Jesus. May we speak the name of Jesus. May all glory be given to you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, God, for being faithful. May more pray in the Spirit and still declare, God, you are good. In Jesus' mighty name, I say all of this. Amen.
At Truth Rising, we believe prayer is powerful. So I'm going to pray a blessing over you. May God be gracious to you and bless you and make his face shine upon you. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it, and you may be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May Christ make his home in your heart through faith. May your love abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might. May you be filled with joy. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And I say all this in Jesus' name. Amen.